Ernie's got it. Cinco de Mayo. Obviously, we're going to bring in one of the most famous restaurants in the area. According to everybody around me, I have yet to eat your food, Edgar.
Okay.
But I've heard nothing but great things.
Yeah.
Well, you were brought up regularly on the show and in the building. And as soon as people in the building heard you were coming today, they were super excited. And I was like, and he's bringing food too. So from Momcorn, we've got Edgar, owner, operator.
Yes.
Proprietor, whatever else you want to go. How busy are you going to be today on a 1 to 10?
Well, we started out with a busy catering day today, so we're expecting a lot of business.
All right. Tell us about some of the things that you guys got going on there, because you've kind of taken over the scene in the restaurant industry in Gurnee. So what are some of the things that you've done to become as popular as you have?
Just exploring different options and just trying to be out of the picture or something like that. So just try to be different.
Sure. So you guys do breakfast, vegan, all that kind of stuff. That's a little different than
breakfast. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe describe some of your items that you have on the menu.
So we're very popular with the vegan dishes. We have three tacos, which is basically an eggplant, and it's all plant based as well. Eggplant, okay. And then pineapple, cactus, and poblano. We also have a vegan breakfast that we're actually looking into. In regards to it. So.
And do you have daily specials that
people for lunch? We do have daily specials. We have al pozole, which is basically a vegan dish. We also have burrito with chicken and rice and beans, and three tamales for lunch.
Edgar from Momcorn in with us. It is Cinco de Mayo, as I mentioned at the beginning of this. What specials you got going on for Cinco de Mayo today?
Yeah, so Cinco de Mayo specials, the first 25 people to come in, we get them a free burrito for the rest of the year. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I could go for that. I like that idea. So what are some of your best sellers? I know we kind of talked a little bit about your vegan dishes and what have you, but is that one of your best sellers, or what do you have as a best seller?
That's actually it's our heritage, basically, like for the Momcorn setup. It's basically got the hominy and then the jibarito as well, the burritos, and then our handmade tortillas, which are amazing.
Sure. And I got to ask before we move on with this, how did you come up with the name Momcorn?
That was already inherited.
So it was inherited. Okay.
Yeah, so.
It's a great name.
Yeah, for sure. So it's, I guess in Spanish, it means like mother grain. So basically just the heritage of the culture. So.
All right. If the weather ever decided to get a little bit warmer, do you have outdoor seating there at Momcorn?
We do. We're actually looking into trying to expand that as well.
So this past weekend, I was driving along and I saw a food truck and they said catering. And I'm like, what a great idea. Do you guys do catering and that kind of stuff as well?
Yes, we do. We do caterings. We also do cookouts. So basically, we bring out a flat top and we'll do a taquiza for you guys and just ask around.
Do you get to go do that, or do you send somebody else to go do that?
It depends on the day.
You know, sometimes you just got to get out of there, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So. Absolutely. And what are your hours for pickup, delivery, and all that kind of stuff?
Our hours are from 9 o'clock to 8 o'clock every day except Sunday. So Sunday we're closed.
Okay. And anything else you wanted to talk about today? Since it is Cinco de Mayo and Momcorn,
just have fun and eat a lot of food.
All right, give us the where everybody can find your social media website, all that.
We're at MomcornGurnee.com. We're also at Facebook as well, Momcorn.com as well. So you can find us on there.
And before we let you go, Edgar, do you have a Gurnee go to?
I do. So Red Lobster is one of my favorites.
Red Lobster,
yes.
That's awesome, because you know, you hear a lot of people like, oh, you know, you support local, but sometimes the chain people, you know, they have some good stuff too, right?
For sure.
Absolutely. Edgar, thank you so much for Momcorn. Go enjoy your Cinco de Mayo, and hopefully everybody comes out and has a good time at Momcorn for Cinco de Mayo as well.
Thank you.